Do the song again. It's fine.
You want me to do that? Okay, I'll do it then. Guess who's back? Back again. Here he comes. Tell your friends. Look who's back.
Hello, everyone. Eli Silverman back from the States. But Paul,
yeah.
I have a question.
Do you?
In the lore, in the sort of continuity, that's what they call it, don't they?
Yeah.
In the continuity of the show, Paul,
in Gannon's
wasn't
canon.
Wasn't I here last week?
In Gannon's canon.
In Gannon's hummus canon.
Yeah. Ooh. Can you imagine that?
No, it's some guy. He's a fucking...
What, cum like hummus?
No,
I've got that cum like hummus. I've got that cum like hummus.
No, this guy...
Ooh, I make cum like hummus.
Yes. No, you're close to this content that I'm talking about.
Talk about chickpeas.
Oh, man.
What did he do?
Talk about chickpeas. He is some kind of fucking YouTuber or influencer guy.
Yeah.
And my sister sent him the reels, and he had some song about the smell of his foreskin, right?
Oh, he's a comedy singer man or something.
Sort of. But he's also like self-help. He's like, now he's into drinking his own piss. Talking about how it's not gay to be gay because the Romans did it. And like, he's Canadian and he smells his finger. And God, he creeps me out.
Okay, well, I've never heard of this man.
And he calls it the hummus cannon. That's
the hummus cannon?
Yeah, he's always about his dick or how something smells or something.
I mean, I don't want to particularly throw stones in that greenhouse, but... You know what I mean? It's just
the stinky cum greenhouse.
It's like there's a layer, isn't there, where it's like me and you do it, and it's like
there's a layer of it on everything.
Yeah, more of a film, isn't
there's
it?
More of a fucking crust.
More of a thick, filmy crust.
Break the crust. Bring the toffee hammer.
It's like the top of creme brulee. Well, what I'm saying is, what we do is like silly character. It's like we're not really saying, you know, you should drink your piss. And,
I don't know. There's this sort of focus and just
this sort of cold open.
Anyway, I'm back from the States, everyone.
He is. For everyone.
That was a make-believe episode last week.
Yeah, well, everyone doesn't... It's been the same. But for me, I've had two Eli-less weeks.
Oh.
I've missed you.
Oh.
Actually, my partner said, please go and do something because you're fucking doing my head
really?
In being in the house all the time and moaning about you and saying your name in my sleep and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, it's good to be back, Paul, but I did have a lovely time out in Florida.
Yeah. Boy, are your arms tired.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Hey, listen,
tired.
If you want to get into that, can I go to the credits now then? Is that all right? Can I just slip them in here? I put the next long, chunky version
Fine,
in.
If you want to deflate everything.
Yeah, like your balls.
We build...
Oh, wait, is that the cold open we didn't use?
Yeah, that's the one we didn't use.
Anyway, we're not going to show
now,
about the balls. No,
I thought
put the
we
credits.
Built up a good head of steam of energy.
Woof, woof. Credits.
All right, credits, fuck. Press the fucking credits.
Paul Gannon, Eli Silverman. Welcome to the Cheap Show.
Sources and words and phrases. Two things I'm responsible for.
Chodney Borough.
I hate you. You're fucking evil posse.
Cheap Show tonight. Cheap Show tonight.
It's the price of shite.
Cheap Show tonight.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
Now, everyone, I just want to reveal something. I want to peek back the slimy beef curtain.
You peek
of
back.
The
you
show.
Peel back.
Peek back.
You want to peel back the
I'm
slimy
bringing peek
beefy
back.
Curtains. I'm bringing sexy back.
Paul did complain about how long the cold open was, but he did it off mic, everyone. So
why are you spending time now telling them what I told them off mic? I would suggest was therefore not to be used in the episode or mentioned.
But often you do use and mention
it. There are lots
of
things we shouldn't refer to when the recording button plays. Isn't that right, Eli, as I stare at you?
My piles.
Yes.
You're talking about my piles.
Oh, that's not fair. I was going to dance around them. Not literally, because that'd be
you
weird.
You could. They were huge. You could fucking hike up them.
Like Stonehenge. Dancing between the piles.
It was a fucking Himalayas. Like,
yeah.
Mountain range of arse grapes.
Silverman's Alps.
I had hemorrhoids in Florida, everyone.
The Ouchy Alps.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, your blood. You went a trip to Blood Mountain, didn't you?
Oh, man.
Oh, I've had piles, mate. I sympathise. I'm not here to take the mickey, really.
I've never had them to that extent, Paul. I didn't think they could get that bad.
Extended.
It was very bad.
Yeah.
But I still had a lovely time in Florida.
Yeah, good.
And luckily, I was staying with my sister.
Yeah.
She's had experience. Yeah. You get them when you...
Does she want that reveal that she's, you know, had to deal with arse grapes?
She doesn't mind.
I think you should ask her before we besmirch her good name on this podcast.
She had them when she was pregnant. It happens to a lot of women.
Yeah, all right then. That old excuse. That's another reason not to get
but anyway, off
the couch.
She coached me through the whole of the medical process. She got those tucks. I was excited when I heard about tucks.
Did she put the preparation
tucks
H
on? Medicated wipes that have witch hazel, and they're very cooling. and did you know you get preparation H? I couldn't fucking find it in the CVS. Anyway, because where, what section would hemorrhoidal treatment
yeah,
be?
Yeah, good question. What aisle is that? Maybe
it turns out it's the digestive.
Can I guess? Oh, you said it now.
Digestive.
I was going to say, yeah, guts and health.
That's
or something.
Where it was.
Yeah.
Tucks are medicated wipes. And did you know Preparation X, which some people
what about
use?
X? No, tell me about Preparation X.
It's Elon Musk's new bumhole cream empire.
Arse irritant.
Yeah, it fucking, yeah. It inflames your ass.
Yeah.
Until
it
you
makes
fucking,
you whine like a little fucking baby.
You fucking little bitch. Yeah, the Preparation X, which is the...
H. Plain X.
Which is the...
Yeah.
It tightens and reduces the swelling.
Some people use it on their eyes for bags, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Put it on your own bags, couldn't you?
But do you know it comes with a fucking internal use fucking...
Like a nozzle.
Yeah. So you can squeeze it up there.
And did your sister coach you through that?
These were external. I've had internal before and they weren't... When they're outside the arse, they're rubbing against everything, you're sitting on them.
It's terrible.
Anyway, I said I wasn't going to mention this and it's the only thing we've spoken about.
It is for like a good 3 minutes.
I'm 50. I have hemorrhoids.
I know.
Anyway. If you're wondering, they're all cleared up now.
But Eli, just so everyone knows, is sitting on a cushion today, which takes into account the delicate area upon which you sit.
It has a gap, a vacuum, in which the grapes can dangle.
Yeah.
Unimpeded.
Unimpeded. They can breathe. They can stretch their legs if they need to. Yes. Yawn.
They don't have mouths.
No, but, you know, your bum is like a mouth, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
It's like when you get an ulcer on your mouth. That's what bum grapes are to your bumhole, I guess.
No.
Yeah, something like that, isn't it?
It's similar, but it's not ulcers. I think you can actually just get ulcers on your ass.
Yeah.
And that'd be something else.
That'd be terrible.
They'd be weeping ulcers
weepy
on your
bum hole, weep.
Please.
Anyway, look, yes, it's Cheap
what's
Show.
Coming up on the flacking show this week?
Let's tell people what the show is. Cheap Show is a podcast where me and Eli go to charity shops, Poundlands, et al. And bring back the treasure we find amongst the trash to read, to enjoy, to play, to eat, to sniff, to drink. Whatever it is, we'll give it a good old British try here.
And sometimes we break stuff.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Like bum grapes.
Oh.
You can tuck him back in, you know.
The point is, you don't want to have to go and see the doctor out there, do you?
No, because it's costly.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I went for my bum grapes, the doctor just popped them back up the pipe.
Do they do that? I thought they lanced them.
No, well, they did in the end with me, but they said, oh, I'll just tuck him back in like she was fixing a bed. It's just fucking, you know what I mean?
Tucks. Like, I guess that's why they're called tucks.
Oh, maybe.
Because you really want to tuck that shit back in.
We should review them on the podcast, shouldn't we?
They're great.
Yeah.
They have real cooling effect, the witch hazel
it's
has.
It's like that kind of minty fresh tea tree
it's
kind
like
of
a
thing.
Menthol effect, yes.
So you're like,
witch hazel,
ooh. Ooh.
Yes, like and cooling.
Yeah.
And you make them into a poultice, basically.
Well, you know I was going to bring up poultice. Did you go there with it?
It could be a poultice because they're damp and you could wadge them.
Yeah, you could. Right in the gusset of your knickers.
Right, yeah. Basically.
Right, anyway, that's Cheap Show. And today we're treated to some of the things Eli's brought back from the United States of America. So... just a quick bit of admin. We're coming closer to releasing the album soon. Noiseland and I have been chatting and things are coming together. And maybe by the end of April, we'll have an official release ready to go. Tickets are still on sale for the live show, but only if you're a patron until it goes on national sale in May. Evan's working on a special 10-year Cheap Show magazine, which will be sold at the live show and with exclusive new Cheap Show 2025 pin badges. They'll be there on the day too. And we're going to be doing a live stream on YouTube to celebrate 10 years sometime in June, July. And 450 is being pieced together based on the album's release. So there's lots to look forward to in the coming months on Cheap Show.
And indeed on this episode.
And on this episode.
Paul, I've got a little bespoke treat for you.
Oh, have you?
Is a Price of Shite US.
Nice. You know what? When I went to LA last year, one of the little fun things I got to do was go shopping for thrifty stores for bringing back, you know? And I thought it was a bit of fun. But again, here's the question before we get into it. Was it expensive in Florida, the charity shops? So it's just an LA thing.
It stayed cheap, yeah.
Because it was disgusting prices, I thought.
No, it's very much still cheap in Florida.
Anyway, that's where he's been. Oh, I want to show you that. I think, was it Gary? If it's wrong, I apologise. But Gary sent some pins and stickers, and it was a Slimer one, and I don't want this Slimer one.
Oh, so where's the Slimer one? Show me the Slimer. Oh, I like that. I'll wear that home.
Yeah, you can have that one.
That's good.
There you go.
You won't think less of me because you don't like Slimer.
No.
I think that's quite well enamelled.
No, it's a fine pin. It's just that, you know, when it comes to Ghostbusters pin badges, the bottom of the list of things I want are Slimer-based stuff. Followed by Marshmallow Man. And then after that, I like all the logos. Like, did you see?
Yes.
Beast Guy. I posted a thing about a badge I found on eBay. That was a little enamel pin badge, right? A little rectangle. And it had the Ghostbusters logo in the middle. And then the Coca-Cola. Yes. The Diet Coca-Cola.
Yes.
And it's like being sold for like $95.
Must have been a promotional item, maybe in a cinema.
Yeah,
foyer.
Obviously. But I don't think it's worth 90 fucking quid for
it's
that.
It's rare. It's the rarity, mate.
Yeah, true. But again, will he ever sell it? I don't know. Even if I wanted it, say it was a splash out as a birthday treat, what then puts me off is the fact that postage and packaging is like 46 quid. I'm like,
from the US, yeah, right?
So I'm not doing it.
This badge that he's given me, everybody, is Slimer, a light-hued Slimer. I've seen him darker-hued.
Yes.
It's a lime green Slimer.
Yeah.
He's holding a big, drippy New York slice.
Big, dirty pizza slice, yeah.
Which is, I like that sort of, they're actually using the right kind of pizza that he'd be eating, because they are in New York, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's the way they have pizza in New York. It's one big slice.
Yeah,
do you care
pizza.
For that?
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that.
And he's eating pizza, and it says on the bottom, underneath his belly, junk food lover. Now, that's the element I'd remove.
That's why I agree.
Is that really why you didn't like it very much?
Well, to be fair, I just don't like the design of Slimer. I never have. That's the real Ghostbusters design, so it's more akin to the comic books than the film. But please give it a good home.
I will.
I'll give you a pin badge back to it in a minute. There's one just floating about.
There's one. There's several.
Oh, no, we've got fucking magic lantern.
You've got a whole magic lantern full of pin badge backers.
And then
the plastic ones.
Remember that?
The plastic ones are better.
Yeah.
Do you find them more secure?
Well, the rubbery thing keeps them connected.
You're not a wearer of badges. I'm a wearer. Board.
I've got a few on me. I've got my Ghostbusters logo thing on
your bag.
Yeah.
You can put them on the bag. What you want to do is get one of those Disney World ticket laminated lanyards.
No.
Then you're a proper Disney adult.
No.
And have them all up
there. And
then walk around.
No, I get worried that I'm going to lose them. I already lost one good Ghostbusters badge years ago that broke my heart. And I was like, oh, because I used to wear it on my little lapel.
That is a risk you run.
Yeah.
And it does irk.
Yeah.
When a favoured badge breaks, they can break quite a lot. The pin breaks
makes
off.
Me
and
sad.
Then that, and then
makes me
you're
sad.
Never going to get it mended.
Never going to get
you?
It, never.
You could.
I could, but I'm
you
not
never
gonna.
Do.
I'm not going to go
you
take
never
it down
get around
to him.
To it.
Oh, I don't like the look of him anyway.
Who?
The little man who runs the store.
What's wrong with him?
He has a funny look.
I don't like you attacking people who work in shops.
He has a funny look and he cuts your keys, right? But when he does it, he just stares at you the whole time. It's just weird. I went to get a front door key made for the new front door.
Oh, yeah.
I went, can you do this?
Front door key made for the new front door.
Yeah, because the old front door key wouldn't work on the new front door.
Well, if you're going to replace the whole front door.
It came with the key.
The lock and key
but
comes
only came,
with it.
It only came with one key, so I had to take myself down to
one
the...
One key?
One key.
It was a wonky key that on the old front door.
On the old front door. A wonky
key
on the old
front
door.
Put it on the barrel back of the
door.
Are you fucking joking?
So I took
having
it
a fucking laugh.
So I took it to him, old Mr. Bertram, in his little booth near the
Bertram,
station.
Oh, Bertram, is he?
Yeah.
Don't say that name to
Mr.
me.
Mr. Bertram in the booth.
Don't say that name
you
to me.
You go in and you hand him the key and he takes too long to take it out of your hand. You know what I mean?
He like, strokes like, your palm.
He kind of just does
he
this.
He strokes it down.
And
he's
stares
one of these,
at you.
He's a hand freak.
Yeah.
He's a hand
he
freak.
In, and all you hear... Oh, that's the sound he makes before he starts cutting the key.
Come on.
Yeah, thank you.
Fuck this.
Let's get
that
on with
did
the
not
show.
Work.
Well, you laughed.
It was just so thick.
You laughed, and I'm sure one or two people listening at home laughed too. Well, if you did, I hope it brought a sparkle to
who
your day.
Who else could fucking predict that was the joke you were going to make?
Anyway, I knocked him off. I'll be about
that. Oh, you knocked him off?
Yeah. I got a key made, and I fobbed him off. it's all right.
You flob on, fob off.
Flob on, fob off. Would have been job on.
You're getting fucking jobby on.
Got my job on with the jog on, then I got a fob off on me flob
and
off.
I fluffed it
right
up.
Shut up. Oh, cheap, 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 cheap,
Cheap Eats train has arrived in the station, Paul.
Evening all.
And here is the driver, Johnny Dirty Jimmy Johnny Dirty.
It's a long name, isn't it? Dirty Jimmy
you
Johnny Johnny.
You
want
to get back
Jimmy.
In the carriage and fuck off?
It's
maybe about my trip to America, not this silly...
All I've done is do a train sound effect, which
you
is part of the course.
You were going to be the driver.
I wasn't. You're the one who gave the driver a name.
Yes,
I was
Johnny Dirty
him.
Jimmy Dirty.
No, I'm not doing that. Dirty Johnny Jimmy Dirty is just an awful name. It gives me nothing to go on.
Well, there's one pertinent fact about him.
He's dirty. Yeah he's filth. A dirty. It's, but it's all coal from the train because he shuffles it in.
It's a steam train with electric doors.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's an old steamer, and he's shoveling coal in.
But what is
he's got muck upon his hands.
What was that?
That was the steam coming out the side of the engine.
And that's the steam coming out of this bit.
The top of my rosy crown.
Oh, dear.
My purple
Rosencrantz.
Rosy crown. Yeah. My Rosencrantz and dirty bits are dead.
Stop.
What?
Because this is dissembling into
my
noise.
My rosy crown and dirty bits are dead. My dirty groaner. I'm sorry.
You went too far. You had to apologise. All right. When I go to Florida, where a good portion of my family... Portion. You know,
I'll give you a good portion of your family.
A lot of my family live there.
Yeah.
I go most years.
Yes.
And I always love the food out there.
Of course you do.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, certain things I want to say.
What?
People always ask me, what's the pickle situation in America? Yeah?
Yeah, they do. You're right.
What's going on with pickles in America?
What is?
Because they lead the world.
Yeah.
Even more than the home place.
Good stuff.
The birthplace
of your home.
Of gherkined pickles, pickled gherkins,
is
Germany.
Okay, I thought you were going to say America then.
But America leads the world in it, in terms of...
Pickle.
Pickle, just that's making great pickles.
Something to be proud of. Make pickle great again.
There is one brand which makes a type of pickle that you used to be able to get in Jewish areas of London.
Yeah.
Which is a half sour or a fresh. So it's not quite fully pickled. It has some of that elements of a fresh cucumber. But has some of the vinegary niceness of a pickled cucumber as well.
What are we talking about again?
Pickles.
Right.
And honestly, there's often a bit of garlic in there in the mix, which gives it a lovely zing.
Why are we talking about pickles?
There's a company in America called Grillo's.
Right.
Grillo's Pickles, everyone.
Right.
They're still going fucking strong.
And you like them?
There's Bubby's. I went to...
Have we not done it on the podcast, any of those?
We never have Grillo's on the podcast because they don't sell them over here. They've got this snap of the skin.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they did that with the lovely half sour. And they do dill ones. They do different flavours now because they're fucking great pickles. Yeah. The other one's Bubby's.
Yeah.
Bubby's are disappearing from the supermarkets out there now.
Oh, no.
It's hard to find Bubby's.
Oh,
they
what
they call bread and butter chips, which are those disc...
Gannon's chewing
disc-like
out.
Pieces of pickle.
Or quick, or your Gannon's chewing out,
but we did...
Mate.
I found one fridge at Grillo's and...
He's gone. He's gone.
Grillo's and Bubby's. Anyway, so I had that. I also enjoyed out there, Paul. Now, this is much more on Cheap Show's wavelength.
Am I engaging again? All right, okay. I'll try.
Microwavable White Castle. Ooh.
Ugh.
They're great.
Like those, what are those things? No, what are those bloody things that they have in this country where you stick in a microwave? Burgers, like...
Rustlers.
Rustlers, yeah. Is it like that?
It's much, much better in every way.
I can't.
They're two to a pack.
Burger, microwave burger meals just instantly are like, no.
Mate, you have not tried microwave White Castles.
Oh, well.
You have not. And I've refused to accept that until you've tried one of these.
Well, how am I going to do that,
filth.
Then?
We've got to get some over here.
How are we going to do it?
I should have taken some in my
bag.
Should
have. Why didn't you do that?
I didn't think to.
You betrayed the podcast.
Anyway,
you offer up great content. And you snatch it away.
They did have them here in Asda a few years ago, but they were discontinued. I don't know why, because they're great.
All right, I don't think they would have been the same thing.
No, they would have been, because it's just the brand. It's branded frozen
food.
Right,
what have you got for us? Gannon wants nommers.
Anyway, I picked up some stuff. We'll be coming up on some of our Patreon stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this in the Patreon.
Things
to
taste.
If you want to follow us on Patreon, you'll hear the other snacks Eli's brought back from the United States.
But I picked up one thing. And I would appreciate if you just did a quick web search here, Paul.
All right, cool.
For seven-layer dip. Oh. That is the flavour of the Pringles that we will be tasting right now.
Right, doing it.
It looks to be some kind of Mexican dip with refried beans, avocado, olives. I'm seeing olive bits.
On it. I see them as well.
Yeah.
Right, here
what
we go.
What does it say?
A seven-layer dip, according to the Wikipedia page, is an American appetizer based on ingredients typically served... in a Tex-Mex meal.
It's a Tex-Mex dip.
The first widely published recipe in 1981 from Family Circle magazine called it the Tex-Mex dip, without reference to any layers. The dish was popular in Texas for some time before the recipe first appeared in print.
How?
Wait, I have more information.
Okay.
The dish typically includes refried beans, guacamole, sour cream.
Sour cream. I'm loving this.
It says here salsa verde, but it could also be pica de gallo or salsa roja,
which is just green salsa, red salsa, or that even, pica de gallo, which is like salsa. I don't know what the difference is.
Or chopped tomato, it says here.
Yeah, all very much in the similar vein.
Grated cheese could be Monterey, could be cheddar, could be a queso asendero,
which is the more Mexican one.
Okay, and then queso chihuahua.
That's a dog.
That's what it says here.
Dog cheese. That's they what it put says dog here. Cheese in.
That says queso.
I will not
chihuahua.
Support the milking of dogs.
I will.
Stop doing the wanky thing.
Oh, making some chihuahua milk right now. Thumb and forefinger. Wiki, 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 Wild West. Anyway.
Yeah, it's the Wild West. That's because it's Texas. Yeah, so, yeah.
Sex? Six.
Sex with a chihuahua?
Yeah. Oh,
dear. I want to sex olive. That pup. Did you hear that?
Yeah. It was good
for
you.
I just came up with that.
And then I did that.
I want to sex that pup.
Black olives.
They don't. That wasn't a chihuahua.
No, I can't do chihuahuas.
Go on, just make it squeaky. Get in my handbag.
And then the seventh. This is weird. The seventh just says, optional ingredients and variations include ground beef, shredded lettuce for texture, or sliced jalapeno chilies.
Yeah. This one has olives, and you don't see olives on that list.
It does. I said six black olives.
Okay.
And served with corn chips. It's now most served with tortilla.
How does that sound to you as a dish that you might or might not eat, Paul?
I'd like that. It just looks like a little
I'd
salad.
I'd love that.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
And then slap it on a taco or whatever.
It's this funny ersatz American version of a Mexican dish that never existed sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is Taco Bell, which is like this.
Well, Tex-Mex. There you go.
Yeah.
So, pop the lid and let's hopefully pop until we don't stop.
Funnily enough, on the site it says nothing half full about this can. And I think they're trying to have a go at their competitors there, like Takis.
Yeah.
Perhaps people are complaining that, perhaps they got a lot of complaints that
it's all tube and no crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want it right to the top, don't you? They could just manipulate the amount in there and do for their bottom line, couldn't they?
Yeah.
But they've so. What?
Because I'm thinking when it's empty, I could put my chobber in and fill it up again.
You
couldn't
put your chobber in and fill it chobber. What?
And then have my chobber. Have my chobber.
Half your chobber?
Yeah, you just put on the side.
Nothing half full about this can of my penis.
My chobber, yeah.
I'm opening this. I'm sick of your knob.
You're not.
Right, I'm going to do the sniff, snaff, snuff.
Yeah, it's time for the hook.
Sealed with his nice little face there.
Face, man, yeah.
It's a nice little can.
It's a nice little can. It's Pringles. What
is it
want?
A can or tube, would you call it? Because it's made of cardboard.
You could say either, I reckon.
I wouldn't call it a can, really. It has metal elements.
Yeah. I wouldn't say you'd be wrong to call it a can of.
It's
but
funny.
I would call it a tube. At best, a tin.
It's funny how we've got cans, we've got jars. Yeah. You know where you are with that.
Yeah.
This is a weird in-between hybrid thing that no one's really given a proper name to.
No.
I'm going to sniff it.
Yeah.
Sniff the end of the
Come
tube.
Come on. Oh, what's he got? What flavours are you getting?
What were those, that brand of fucking Mexican meal kits?
Oh, yeah, like El Paso.
El Paso taco powder.
Let's have a huff.
Tell me it's not.
Time for the Jocelyn Huff.
It's jostling.
Jocelyn Huff. Hello. Yeah, oh, yeah. It does smell like a buffet tray kind of thing. I'm going to take a few while.
I should say on the illustration of the dip that it has on the cover, it does look like they've got a ground beef layer.
Yeah.
And
I just wonder how many of these flavours are going to come through when you get into it.
I mean, I doubt you're going to get seven notes.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Let's find out.
Let's see. That had more interest than I thought it was going to have. It has a nice zesty high note with it that plays well. Quite salty. I'm almost getting an avocado flavour.
No,
there.
There's definitely guacamole in there.
That's crazy how they do that.
I don't know if it hits all seven, but
it really does.
There's a bit of ground beef in there.
Yeah.
You can definitely taste the salsa and the kind of lighter herby notes.
That's impressive. I have to say, that's really good.
It's a little sweet at the end, but that's the worst thing I can say about it. That's a really kind of refreshing flavour. I don't know about the olives. Maybe, I don't know.
No.
It's hard. They're a weird note to kind of pull up from that.
That they are, but it is a very...
Oh, that cheesy thing is what's sweet at the end, I've just realised.
Sweet cheese.
Yeah. A kind of cheddary aftertaste.
I think that's an impressive.
It is.
Impressive flavours.
That's a good one.
And much better on the tongue and palate than on the nose. It just the
that's
nose.
True when it comes to
what your
sucking
spunk.
My chobber.
Yeah, your fucking chobber. Please don't call it that.
I'm going to call it chobber. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with the old chobber?
It's a terrible word.
Yeah, but all words for penis are terrible when you
that's
think about
true.
It. Wang.
Knob. I like wang. I like both of those more than chobber.
Cock has a certain violent edge to it, which I don't really appreciate. You know when you say, look at my cock? It's kind of really aggressive.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is I'm getting the forcefulness of cock, but I'm giving it a little bit of softness as well with the job.
You're softening the hard fricative. You're softening the hard fricative.
Yeah, so it implies a meaty girth.
It kind of does, but also implies a...
Like malformed. You know, like it looks like
a
knick-knack.
No, like it's floppy. Are
you saying my dick looks like a meaty knick-knack? Is that what you're saying? Ooh. I pull out my chobber and it's like, what have you got in your hand? Like a branch from a tree. Like a nice, like a small bonsai.
Can you stop? No one wants this.
Oh, no, my chobber.
Stop doing that.
Is it a kid's show where you put your cock in a machine? Chobber block? Is it something like that? What about that? What about it's a kid's show where everyone tells stories about my penis called Chobanori? What about it's a game show where you got to correct penises from puzzles. It's called the Chobber Maze. What about, I don't know, every chobber counts. What about name that chobber? What about Bob's full chobber? What about any of these?
Nosy chobber.
Nosy chobber. Green chobber.
The
finger chobber.
Mr. Chobbers.
Mr. and Mrs. Chobbers.
Rain chobber. Chobber Nori said that.
It's the best one. Or Chob's full house. Or Bob's full chob.
No, that's not for kids.
No, I'm just... Now
it's anything.
Anything. Blind chobber.
Tales of the Chobber Nori.
Yeah, news it chobber.
Can you stop saying it, please?
Who wants to be a chobber?
Nation chobber.
The weakest chobber.
Instead of minder, chobber.
It's just chobber then, isn't it?
Not just chobber, that's just Henry.
It's just chobber.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
No, that's just sorry chobber.
Sorry chobber.
Birds of a chobber.
Hello chobber. Or chobber chobber.
Heidi chobber.
Are you being chobbered?
Dad chobber.
I can't keep doing this. I've got dizzy.
Twilight chobber.
Chobber. The chobber factor.
The A chobber.
We've got to try to stop.
Night chobber. Thunder chobber.
Oh, God. Okay, calm down, Paul. Just press the stop button.
Top of the chobber.
Oh, that's a good one. Chobber the pops.
Just fucking, you've told... Don't press
stop
a button.
I'm stopping it.
Don't. Paul, we're not doing the theme shit. No, no, no. 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 Bear with me. No. Please. Stop doing that. Please. Paul, before you go on. Okay. Stop. Please stop doing that. Don't. He ran out of breath. Paul. An aborted... Stop.
It's a fucking price of shies.
No. Paul.
What? Why isn't this allowed to
be... There's one very important piece of business that you've completely failed to include in the last segment of the show.
What? Scoring?
Yes.
4 out of 5.
I'd say 4 out of 5 as well. Yeah. I enjoyed them. Yeah. I would not stop the pop if I could.
Right.
Continue to pop. No, it's not, though, because this is an American one, which I'm doing. And instead of the price of shite is a very British word.
Yeah.
We are playing today. Different version. We are playing.
Yeah.
You
put the H's in all the wrong places today.
Put the preparation H on my arse.
Right on your arse.
I wonder why it's called preparation H. You know why?
Right.
Hemorrhoids. Preparation hemorrhoids. We don't say hemorrhoids in public.
No.
We say H.
We say...
All my H's are stinging.
Farmer's apples.
Yes.
Yes. Come on, do it then. So what is the word?
It is the cost of crud. What do you mean, yeah? Fuck you! It's my cost of crud. And instead of betwings...
Does people in America really use the word crud?
Yeah.
I don't really hear it a lot, apart from movies, and that don't count.
Crud is more of an American word for shite.
What about the cost of crap? What's wrong with that?
Okay, fine.
Just crud just think sounds kind of like neutered. Rubbish. You're shit. Get away.
This is... I mean, I'm prepared...
And crap's going to be easier to rhyme with as well. And
crud.
Stuff. Crud. No,
it's
crap.
It's the cost of crud. The cost of crud. The cost of crud. Oh, my lad. Yeah. Oh, he liked it. He liked it.
I did not like
That's
it.
That's my little jingle. The all cost right, of crud.
Can I get to say, oh,
no, you have to do a bit. Yes, you do the my lud bit.
Yeah. What did you say? Oh, my lud.
Yeah, or whatever you think that rhymes with crud. Okay, so I'll do that. Okay. It's the cost of crud. The cost of crud. The fucking cost of crud.
I've got stool in blood.
Yeah. No, I like it. Come on. Get it right.
All right.
I got stool in my blood. The blood in my...
Well, then I can't rhyme it, so I've done it wrong. Do it again. Cost of crud. A cost of crud.
It's a cost of crud. the cost of crud. Cost of crud is the fucking cost of crud.
And he gives me wood.
And that's right.
Charba, and he gives me charba wood. And that's right.
Okay.
Right, so there are six items, you say?
There are six items. And because these will be, I'm looking for prices, Paul.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for prices.
In dollars.
In dollars. US dollars.
I'm just going to put the dollar sign here so I know.
And instead of petwings, in the normal version of this game show, everybody, that we play here on the
I don't like all these changes to appeal to an American market.
They're called petwings. But there's a little tweak on that, Paul. These are petwings!
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a petwang. It sounded like a petwang. It's like, yee-haw, petwang, petwang.
Yes.
It's like a gun shoe.
Indeed.
Oh, no, not a gun shoe. A cowboy.
A cowboy.
Walking into a saloon.
And when he hits the target's made of tin, and it goes,
petwang.
Thank you.
Or he spits in a spittoon.
And it goes,
twang. Like
yes,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, I get
so
it.
So you can
I like
imagine
it.
Whatever you like. A big wad of chewed up tobacco juice or a bullet hitting a lawman's badge.
Yes.
Or a sheriff's badge.
In a
or
showdown.
A rusty sheriff's badge.
In a showdown in the high noon.
Yes, at high noon. I've got six items.
Wow, wow, wow.
Paul, we're not going to have...
Wow, wow, wow. Go on, go on.
We're not going to have the quids gambit this week.
Not what the what about the dollar discount?
There's no item. No item was $1.
The dollar deal.
No item was $1.
Can we now organise though for future reference if there, we ever do get a dollared item, we call it the dollar deal.
We can do that.
Or the dollar dilemma.
The dollar dilemma
is
better.
Yeah.
But I want you to. But also, we need a name.
Yeah.
For when there was an item that did not cost anything, zero, because one of these did cost zero. Was a gift.
Right. Oh.
The gift grift.
And I've got to guess which one of these has been the gifted item.
The zero-sum item. The zero-sum game.
What about...
zero-sum game. That's good, isn't
like
it?
Like snake eyes. You know, it's like that kind of thing,
no,
isn't
snake
it?
Eyes is two.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a lot more than zero.
No eyes. What's got no eyes?
A blind man. Someone who's had their eyes shot out.
Blind man's buff.
Let's call it zero-sum game.
Oh, it's really boring. It's really corporate sounding.
Well...
Why don't we call it blind man's ducky? The blind ducky. The sleeping cyclops. That's all I've got.
Right. Six items.
Right.
What do you want to start with?
Now, I need to also ask a question that if I don't, I'll only be dragged over the coals for it. So if it's $1, but if I $1.25, that still counts. We're all still
that's
doing
right. We're
that.
Going to play the points. So if you guess the price within 25 cents...
Either way, the actual price, higher or lower...
You'll get a petwang.
Two petwangs for it being spot on.
On the nose.
There is no dollar dilemma. That's out.
But there is a zero-sum game. So one of these was a zero.
Zero.
I paid no money for.
Well, you know what else has no zero? Like max. So maybe call them an item max. Because it's lacking sugar, you know what I mean? It's like
price of shite max.
Yeah, an item max.
I'm going to hand you the first item.
Here we go.
Today, and I've just made doubly sure that the price is not on this.
Yes.
But this was bought as new in a Goodwill store.
Oh, this is nice. This looks like a Yeti mug.
It is.
Oh, it is a Yeti mug on the bottom.
Mm.
So this is a quality item then.
Yeah.
Now, it's a nice, big, sturdy, like tumbler mug shape.
But it's been modified, you can see.
It has. In what respect has it been modified?
Just the design.
Oh, yeah. Because it's similar to my one, but this seems bigger.
It's bigger.
Is that a joint or is that a cannon? Because it says, come and get it, and there's a cannon.
There's a cannon, but look at the other side.
Is it my chobber? Because it come and get it, there's an image of my chobber on this. Chobber and a star. Chobber.
Stop saying that.
The Sunshine State.
It's a tourist item.
Florida.
For Florida.
What?
So that must be something to do with military history of Florida. It is the Sunshine State.
It's a nice big mug.
Very good.
Have you used this already?
I have.
Yeah, I can see. And it's nice and sealed.
I washed it out before I brought it out.
No, fair enough. This is a nice little thing.
They are thermal coffee. If you haven't come across Yetis before, everyone, they are metal thermal coffee mugs with a really neat rubber vacuum seal.
Keeps them nice and hot.
But you can easily get the lid off. And also, it's the magnetized drink slider, drink hole slider that really, it makes it much
quality.
More hardy because it does nothing to break. Do you see what I mean?
But
and easier to clean.
It doesn't make it watertight, so you can't put this in your bag.
It's
will
not
spill.
Really a travel thing. It's more about keeping it warm in the home sort of thing.
Office, or maybe, you know, if you have a picnic and you pour a hot drink out. And it's
or
there,
cold.
Yeah,
or cold. Or keep it cold for longer. I love the build quality.
I love the build. I mean, yeah, I
it's
love
a really
Yeti
chunky thing.
Stuff. It's like when I splashed out on that mug. You know, I like it.
What else do they make? They're not the same that made the mics, the terrible podcaster mics.
No, the company's called Blue. The microphone's called Yeti.
Right.
I like this. It's a nice kind of almost cobalt blue. Not quite, with a nice silver etching style on. And I like it. But how much am I going to say for this?
It must have been sold in like a...
like a tourist shop, yeah.
Tourist destination
or
in Florida.
Or maybe like a military museum.
There's a lot
of
that stuff, military museums. In fact, my niece, when I was out there, went to a place called Peanut Island, which had JFK's...
That's when girls go to bed with you, innit? They call it, oh, I'm going to Peanut Island tonight, aren't I?
Why do they keep coming back then? Why have they got a nickname
nice
for it?
Nice coconut
tree. Because they're fond of it.
Because it's got a nice big coconut tree on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JFK's... bunker is on Peanut Island.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's lots of sort of hidden things like in Florida that people don't know about, but there's the whole Spanish monastery that William Randolph Hearst packed up from Spain, brought
over brick by brick,
and then
yeah,
it was sitting in boxes for 20 years and then they built it and stuff like that, you know, lots of follies.
Prefab history.
So I bet this was a military sort of museum gift shop, this one.
Quick thing, this says patent pending still on Yeti components. Which suggests this is an earlier model.
Maybe. Well, it was in a second. I bought it second hand, but it was new. You see, you can tell it was unused.
Designed in Texas, but made in China.
Oh.
Anyway, can I ask what kind of charity shop you got this from? Is it
from
the same place?
A Goodwill store.
Are they all from the same place?
No.
Okay.
This was from a Goodwill store.
Can I? Oh, that was the other issue I want to bring up. What's the fucking roof? Where's the ceiling here? What's the window?
Oh.
What's the aperture here? Come on.
Oh.
Give me a rough one so I know where I'm going to. So, like, you know.
Well, six items, and it didn't come to more than...
because it will deeply affect...
like $13 for the whole lot.
I'm going to say that mug... ooh.
How much do you think they go new? They go...
oh, they're like 30 quid.
Yeah.
$30 or so.
So that was a good find.
Yeah, that is a great find. That's what I'm saying. I didn't think it was going to be a real Yeti. I thought it was going to be a knockoff, and
no,
that...
it's a real metal.
I'm going to say $3 for that.
Okay, you can come back to any of these, you know.
And I will, but I'm just going to put Yeti... and
the
then
size
three
of the charity shops out there. This was one of the best Goodwills I've ever seen. Right, item number three. Are you ready?
$3.99, I said. Because I forgot to press record.
All right,
sorry.
Let's quickly do it. I'm handing it to you. This is
item three.
Hasbro's ultimate catchphrase. This is an electronic quiz toy in the form of a flying disc which you throw.
Yes. Also... my sister has male siblings. Hasbro? Does sister Hasbro?
Yes.
Does sister Hasbro?
Do you know what I thought you were going to say?
What?
My sister has venereal disease.
No, like, why would I say that? That's horrible.
Scabs.
What? You leave my sister alone.
Oh!
They've cleaned up. Ultimate catchphrase, this is. It's a Hasbro electronic game toy. And it seems to be, if you don't mind me saying so for a Frisbee, very hard plastic. It hasn't got any flexibility like you'd think
of
Frisbee.
Yeah, but it's because they've had to house the electronic game component.
I know, which is odd. So it says on the back
that looks like it might be quite aerodynamic.
I'm sure it'll work. It's got holes in for aerodynamics.
Airflow.
But usually you don't see a Frisbee made out of this kind of hard plastic.
I agree,
stuff,
yes. Yeah.
You know, well, just an observation, mate. Well,
fine.
So this is a game where apparently you throw the Frisbee to someone, they catch it. There's a little LCD screen on the front, which I presume then gives you the catchphrase to guess. On the back it says, like hot dogs, only small. And then you have to say, I don't know, cocktail weenies. And then when you get it right, I guess you press a button and throw it to the next person and repeat.
Oh, I see. You have to get it right before you throw it back or something.
So you throw it to me and it says, something you sit on or something that comes out of your bum. And you go, oh, a stool, you know. And then you'd pass it, then you throw it to the next. Oh, just an example, isn't it? That's all
good.
I'm saying.
Yeah, fine.
Just saying. Yeah. And you throw it to the next person, and they get it, and it says, male genital area.
Yes, chobber.
Ultimate chob phrase.
Throbber.
Catch chobber.
It really caught my eye, something that might work on an episode of Cheap Show, Paul.
Because we could do it maybe next week, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, if the weather's good, we're going to be out and about.
It's called ultimate catchphrase because of the Frisbee-based sport.
Yes.
Plus ultimate Frisbee.
Frisbee. So it's a nice thing, but... I don't know how to value it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say, I've already said, because we recorded it and I've got to do it again.
And I should repeat as well, Paul. Some of these, in America have the 99p endings on the prices. They still seem quite fond of that in the Goodwills and stuff.
And that's why I've said this is $3.99. I think this is slightly more expensive. Well, I actually have a theory. I actually think maybe that is the free item, but we're going to go back once I've seen all of them.
One of these is the zero-sum game.
Yeah, the negative Nelly.
That's not negative. Negative is below
and
zero.
Also, it'd be funny if it was the Frisbee freebie, because zero is
negative. Zero, you have to be below zero to be negative.
No, negative is zero, isn't it? That's why people say negative. No. Zero.
No.
Yeah.
Minus one is
one
negative.
Is a number, and zero is negative.
It's not negative. Yeah, no, it's not.
Zero is not a number. Zero is not a number. Like saying a space bar is a letter. It's not, is it? It's a number.
On the imagine the number line. We've got 10.
Yeah, but it means nothing. Zero means nothing. Do you agree with me that zero means nothing? And it represents...
It's a number.
It's just a fold.
It's a number.
It's a number fold.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Then, there you go. And then that's it. When people count...
And then what comes in between one and minus one?
Yeah, but no one wins a race. They don't go, ready, set, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, do they?
No, they don't. You're right.
They don't. So
it's not a counting number. It's not a number.
It's not a number. It's not welcome around here as well. If this fucking zero comes up to my door...
It's not negative, though.
I'm going to say
it is. Can we just agree it's not
negative? It's below one, which means it's not a number. It's negative. It is.
It's not negative.
Just saying it.
You have to get below zero.
You're negative. You are a negative
You're
man.
Wrong. Everyone knows
you're
wrong.
Below one.
Everyone who's got even a basic knowledge of math is thinking you're a dick.
No, that's not true, because everyone agrees with me. Everyone knows that zero is not a number. Just isn't.
But what about the thing that zero is a negative number?
It is.
Are you saying that?
Yeah, get me down. It's fucking depressing. You can fight me all the way to the courts. I'm not going to change my mind.
Such an idiot. Huge idiot. You've got chopper for brains.
Oh, what's
Here's
this?
Here's item number three.
It's a little thing. It is a little ceramic pot, but its design is unique in that its design is to look like a little pill box for medication. It says, prescription shot, Oregon, take as directed by physician, expires Monday morning, suggesting this is a shot glass.
It is a
shot
drinking.
Glass. For drinking. RX intoxicating, doctor call me a cab. Fucking hell. Refills, yes. And then on the side it
says... I like all the details.
And then warning, may cause double vision.
Oh.
You know what? This is... I know this is like the definition of a price of shite item, but this is the kind of one that warms my heart.
It's cool, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah.
It's got a cheeky charm, because obviously these are meant to be glass in real life,
Well, you
right?
can have it, Paul, if you like. Put it on your shelf.
No, no, we've got so much shit in this house. What's interesting to me, though, is that it is a ceramic shot glass.
Ceramic.
Which
it's
is
got
not
good
common.
Build quality.
Because they could have made this glass looking like a pillbox, like a prescription box.
I wonder
box.
Why they went for that.
Cheaper. I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's an opaque ceramic that
it's
made
of.
It's
like orange coloured, kind of like that brown glass for pillbox.
You know what they could probably do? Make loads of these and then use different state names and different...
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Tourist Tat from Oregon. I wonder what it was doing down in Florida, but yes.
Oh yeah, I hadn't even thought about that.
RX, and they've got a little symbol RX, intoxicating.
I mean, that must be something you buy in a tourist shop
That's right.
in Oregon, or maybe it's a bar in Oregon sells them.
I think it would be more like a tourist shop. Doctor, call me a cab.
Yeah, the amount of effort that wasn't put into that is actually quite impressive. Because there's not even a name in America called Call Me. There's like not a guy called Call Me, is there? Cal. You could say Cal.
Call me a cab. But what does that mean? I'm so pissed that I need
to... Yeah, I can't drive. You know, which is great. At least they put that message on the bottle.
Anyway, I need a price.
99 cents. What should I call it? Shot glass. I just put shot. 99 cents, which is denoted in my drawings as a C with a little line crossed through it.
Okay.
Which I believe is the universal sign for cents. Right.
Okay.
Item number...
Four.
Oh, it's a
still got
thing.
The
another price item,
and I've just got to take the sticker off.
Right, come on, get the sticker off. Get that sticker off for the lads.
The sticker is off, basically.
Go on, woo, take
and
it
now
off.
Now this was from Walmart.
Oh, you went to a Walmart. So
and the price and the tells from the shop floor. I'll be telling at the end of the
is related to it.
It's also from not the same Walmart, but another Walmart.
Oh, it's a tiny micro toy set, and it is mini Barbie Land. And
look how tiny they all are, though.
It's a very tiny little Barbie figurette, and there's a tiny kitty, and it looks like a tiny like aquarium or something.
It's cool.
It's like a pet shoppy. I think it's like a pet shop. Is it a pet shop?
Mint on card.
I think this is like a little mini toy pet shop. And yeah, so there's like a little cat and a box and a till. And
well,
stuff.
It wasn't a very popular item because they put it on clearance.
Yeah, they did. I don't know. It's very tiny. It's like Polly Pocket-esque, isn't
yes,
it? Yes,
but it's Barbie branded.
Yeah. I mean, kids are into all the tiny stuff these days.
They are, aren't they? There's been a real move that way.
In our age, things are fucking huge. It's like, if you wanted something special, it was a huge thing.
The bigger it was, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas now kids like everything you can stick in like a pencil case.
It appeals to me, the scale of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them on my shelves and open it up.
See, I have a theory, judging by the information I've been given so far.
Right.
In that I'm painting a picture in my head. You said Walmart, right? You wouldn't buy this from Walmart, not if it was just on sale. So maybe someone you were with at Walmart bought it for you and said, there you go, you can have that,
well,
Mr.
You're
Eli.
Totally wrong.
Oh, that's a nice image I had in my head of you having a lovely time out with family.
It was with family, but I bought it for myself.
Oh, okay, so you did buy that. Well, there you go. That's a bit more revealing. I've buried my way through some of the cloudy facts.
Now, what do you think that would be if it wasn't on clearance? It was reduced for clearance.
Surprisingly expensive. I'd say that's $10 or more,
okay,
I'd say.
And now, so what do you think I paid?
I'm going to say like $2.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be $1.99.
Okay, well, you can look at these guesses again at the end of the game.
Yep.
All right.
I'm not feeling confident today, I'll be honest with you.
We've got two more items, Paul.
Yeah, come on,
love. This is an item of clothing.
Oh, a bit of a
haberdashery. I'll model it for you, okay?
Oh, nice. Oh, it's a hat. It's a baseball hat. And it says Bass Pro Shops. And it's a nice hat. It's got a yellow logo with a bass carp fish thing on the side. Mouth agape.
Have you heard of these shops?
Yeah.
Why have you heard of them recently?
Well, I've heard of them because they sell shit there these days. And if you go in, there's usually like an aisle of mad, crazy shit you don't need that you can buy there.
Right.
So a lot of YouTube channels that I watch buy shit from there because it's
crazy
all weird
shit.
Gadgets and
okay.
toys and
oh, that's cool.
fishing stuff.
Yeah.
But you're about to tell me they probably killed a child recently
Wasn't
something.
Wasn't there someone who... They got in a tank, fish tank in one or something recently.
This is all brand new.
I think there was like a news story when someone went mad in a Bass
Can
Pro.
I look it up very quickly?
Just put Bass Pro Shop incident last year or something.
The Bass Pro Shop incident.
I mean, honestly, I'm sure some bloke got naked or something in there and tried to get in a tank or something.
Hang on, give me another check. Oh no, wait! Here we go. Man who cannonballed into Bass Pro Shop Leeds Aquarium was on drugs.
There you go.
Damaged
in
SUV.
Leeds. It was in this country.
I think, well, it says Leeds, but there could be a Leeds in America.
Yeah,
I'm not,
it
I'm
must
not.
Be.
42-year-old man jumped naked into a massive aquarium at the Bass Pro Shop in Leeds. It was obvious from his behaviour and his admission that he'd been taking drugs that we must continue to remind the public of the dangers of association of their use. Yeah, this is an America, a place called Leeds. And it just says maybe he was mentally ill.
Yeah.
He was very loud and yelling obscene comments towards officers and others inside the store. He was jumping in and out of a large fish tank.
Nice.
He was doing cannonballs and diving in and out.
Wow.
And then it was Owens who plunged from the aquarium to the concrete floor below, knocking himself unconscious.
Wow, he jumped out.
So he jumped out and missed one time.
There was a photo of him lying prone on the floor.
Yeah, there's one here where
Let's
he's
see.
Spread eagle.
Let's see.
Oh, no, it's not actually. It's two policemen. Sorry, I thought it was that. Irwin said Owens then rolled over and kicked one of the officers in the groin.
So that is the... I'm glad I didn't totally misremember that. But they've got a sort of reputation for being rednecky as well. And sort of, yeah. So, how much was this? Because I did visit the Keys.
Yeah. This is the one you were given. This is the present. I'm going to go with that.
That's the zero-sum game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. That's my guess.
You can revise all these.
And then one more. Last one, love. It's a nice little baseball hat. You suit baseball hats. I don't.
Really?
I don't suit any hats.
Okay.
You have a trucker aesthetic at times, that suit that you suit.
I know, but it's all a bit 10 years ago. That sort of hipster.
Yeah,
that's
but
why.
It's not like you can't pull that off. So I'm not like saying you shouldn't wear it.
Okay. It's almost like posing as a hillbilly for the sort of ironic. It's all a bit sort
Yeah,
of...
but then you open your mouth and talk and no one's going to think that, so it's fine. Oh,
here's
it's
the
a
last
clock.
Item.
Eli likes his clocks, everyone.
Now, Paul. This item
wasn't
from a charity shop. It was from one of those Amazon return stores.
Oh, those fucking places.
Where you get boxes and you bring the box up to the desk and the lady opens the box for you and asks you whether you want it or not. And if you don't, she keeps it there.
Yeah.
If you do, she reseals the box, puts a sticker on and you take it up to the
It's mad,
cash,
isn't it?
Cashier.
Because you are buying basically shit, unwanted shit that's been returned.
But it's good if you're after certain items at a good price. And the way they operate these...
But it is a crapshoot, though. It's like a lucky bag.
Yeah, but you don't have to buy the item. Do you see what I mean? They open them for you, you have a look.
So then what happens if you don't want it?
They just keep it there.
Oh, okay. But then they wrap it up again.
They reseal it for you and you take
Why
it out to the
mystery?
Cashier.
Why the game? Why the mystery?
I don't know. No, you get to see it.
I know, but why reseal it again? Why not just put it on a shelf and say, oh, there's a fucking clock?
Because it's over the other side of the store. You carry it over.
I mean, it's nice. It's a little... is it hexagon? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Octagon.
Octagon.
It's an octagon-shaped wooden, faux wooden clock.
Alarm
Stop
clock.
Reaching for it. I've not explored it yet. You grabby little bastard. Has it got a battery in? I don't know, but I've set the time. I've set the time
yeah,
for
it.
Yeah,
it has no battery in, there you go. I'm going to get one in there.
It's an alarm. I don't know if it, we can make the alarm happen.
No, you can't,
because
you need the
battery. But it's nice. It would look good on your shelf along with your other 700 clocks
I've
that you have.
I've got a bunch of clocks.
You're like Doc Brown's shed.
It is a bit like Doc Brown's shed. But the way these Amazon return shops operate, all the items are the same price.
Yeah.
Almost all of them. They have some larger electronics stuff as well.
Yeah.
It's all Amazon returns. Each day of the week has a different price per item. So it must be fucking like hell on earth on the $1 day.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Imagine that.
Yeah, because I saw that market stall in Watford doing something similar.
Right.
And it was swamped with people.
When it was $1.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the price was, but just like swamped with people hanging around waiting to get a mystery bag of shit.
Now, I got this on a day that wasn't the $1 day. It was another level dollar day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? The window I've given you.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Lower or higher?
Higher.
Because you said like 13, I think.
It's higher.
15?
More like 18.
Oh, you see, that is completely...
Well, you get another guess. I'm sorry. I was just remembering, okay?
I'm going to say that the clock was like $4.
And do you know what else I bought?
What?
When I was in the Amazon Returns place? A set of reading glasses. 1.25.
Oh, no, and they work?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Welcome to the land of wearing glasses.
I turned 50, massive hemorrhoid outbreak, 4, 5, 6, 7. And now I wear reading glasses.
When are you going to have your, have you had your midlife crisis yet, where you start wearing clothes that don't suit you and trying to chat up women half your age?
I never, no.
I mean, now's the time, mate, if you want to, just saying.
I'd never try and chat up women half my age anyway. That's not how I roll.
Well, they'd be 25, wouldn't they now? So that's better for you, at least.
I wouldn't, I'd only date women.
Who were?
30.
At least?
At least.
What about size? Do you like big women?
No.
Or do you like a woman who towers over you, like an Amazonian woman?
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't have a problem dating.
Do you prefer women to be smaller than you then?
No.
No, you just...
I've got no preference.
No preference. What about
breasts?
I mean,
if they're hugely tall, I wouldn't perhaps not go for
that. I think that would be fun.
I mean, it would be fun.
Yeah. Ooh.
Climb up there, do some of that.
A bit of
climb
fun.
Up another story, do like, some of that.
Call in my...
Get on a step ladder.
Call in my jungle gym. You know what I mean? Oh,
call in your jungle gym. That's
her.
A bit racist.
I'll call her my jungle gym.
I thought you meant you've got a mate called Jungle
Gym. No, that is fucking racist. I would never... Never. Fuck me.
That was like a porn thing.
No, yeah.
Oh, like, oh, my God.
The erotic adventures of Jungle Jim.
Oh, fucking hell.
Banned in 18 countries.
Stop.
Right. So far, I've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, £13, basically, with one of them being free. And you're saying this is close to like... I'm going to make the...
It's a few dollars
more. I'm going to say the Yeti is $5.
Okay, we'll go quickly through them. The Yeti Tourist,
$5 I'm going to. The Frisbee game, I'm going to keep with $3.99. The shot glass, I'm going to keep at 99 cents. The Barbie thing, I'm going to raise the price of that. I think that might be... what have I said? Yeah, I'm going to say like 250. 250.
Okay.
This is not going to go well. I still think the hat was free. I think that was the one that was given
to you.
Zero
sum game.
And the clock was $4.
Okay.
Three or four, but I'm going to go with four. And this has
Final
gone
offer?
Badly. Yeah, it's
$4.
Gone, this has gone badly. If this goes badly, can I not put this week's episode out and retain my my
these
dignity?
These are patwangs, so they're not really canon.
Oh, yeah, they're not patwangs. Whoever's taking note of this episode don't count because they're patwangs.
They're US patwangs.
Yeah, we've put a tariff on American patwangs, right? So we're locking them off.
Okay.
Right, okay, here we go. Let's find out what the patwangs were. Right, let's do this. Let's see how badly I flamed out.
Okay.
Because I'll be honest, mate, going into this, I kind of feel discombobulated, you know? So let's just see how this rolls.
Well, I can tell you now, Paul, you have...
Done badly.
You have scored...
Well, that's all right.
At least one patwang.
Well, that's
you're not
all
gonna,
right,
you're
though.
Not going to donut.
I'm not going home empty-handed.
You're not donutting out.
I'm not going home empty-chobbered.
No. I hope you're not going home empty-chobbered, because that would mean you'd spunked over here.
Maybe. Well, no. I'm already at home, so I can spunk whenever I like, can't I?
You, not now.
Yeah.
Are you coming now?
Hang on.
Oh, he's having a seepage incident. Oh, he's jumping up and down. Oh.
Yeah, I'm just getting a bit of that pre-cum going.
Hang on. Come on.
Right, I'm going to get me chobber load out.
Oh, stop with it.
Chobber.
If anyone objects to the way he refers to his knob as chobber. That's the noise that that character from the kids thing from last week's episode.
Oh, is it? That's why it got me so hard when we made that then, isn't it?
Shut up.
Chobber.
Fucking shut up. The first item.
Oh, here it comes. Creme de chobber is coming out.
Oh, monsieur.
Who is this creme of chobber? You are spoiling us. Right. I said for the Yeti.
The tourist Yeti mug is the first item. $5. You said $5.
Yeah.
You say they cost about 30 new.
Yeah.
That was $6.
So I'm not too far out. I'm not completely unhappy with that.
You do not score no Petwang, though.
But I'm not too
You're
far out.
Definitely in the ballpark there, yes. And you put it up at the end because you said $4 first.
Yeah, I did. So, all right, that's fine. I'm not too upset about
that. Do you think
that.
I got a good deal?
Yeah, I do. I mean, have you used it already?
I have.
And has it kept it hot for a long time? Yeah. I like my Yeti mug. I like the fact that I splashed out on it.
And then, like you say, if you were going to have a picnic.
Yeah.
Or al fresco meal.
Yeah.
Which we're planning to get some booze in al fresco soon.
Yeah.
I might put some ice in there.
Oh, it would keep. Make a bit of a
noise.
No,
you put some ice in a thermos, and then when you actually have the drink, you put the ice in.
Yeah.
It will keep it cool.
I'll bring my Yeti then with me next
week. Oh, we'll be like two Yeti boys together.
Yeah. Oh, and it makes me think of old teen Yeti. Rest in peace. Right, so, okay. I said six. I said five. It was six. Moving on to the Frisbee game.
The Frisbee quiz Frisbee game from Hasbro.
I said 3 and 90 of 9.
It was mint on card, but I did buy it secondhand in a Goodwill store, so someone obviously had it and said, oh, we're not going to
play this fucking shit.
But that's what we exist here for on Cheap Show, to play stuff no one else in their right mind would ever play. The crap of this world.
No.
The tat of this world.
We...
The forgotten refuse of this world. The mulch of late capitalist sludge lands.
We scoop up the leavings of others and make fine meals out of them. Chobber. Come
you're
on.
A dickhead.
I said $3.99 for the catchphrase thing. I'm beginning to think I might have paid, said it's too cheap.
It was £1.99.
Oh!
$1.99.
No, fair enough then. That's a good price for that. But no Petwang for me.
It was $1.99.
Right, shot glass. Medical shot glass.
The amusing, it charmed you, didn't it, Paul?
It did. It tickled all of my chundles.
But the problem is, it's from Oregon, which neither of us, I don't think we've ever visited.
No.
Isn't that one of those Midwest wheat bowl sort of...
I don't know. Is that what the Oregon Trail comes from? Is that
the Oregon Trail,
yeah,
yes.
But
that spreads across several
states. Why is it called the Oregon Trail then?
It must start there.
Did it start
finish there?
Well, no, it couldn't have finished there because you were going west.
Ah.
That's the whole point, isn't it?
It's Midwest, big state, and probably not much going on. Can you even think what the biggest city in Oregon is? Is it like?
Battenberg. Battenberg, Oregon.
Battenberg's a type of cake.
Could also be a name of a place.
Well, so Oregon could be a name of anything. Anything could be the name of a place.
Yeah, true.
Gatto, that could be the name of a place.
Yeah, it probably
fucking
is. Oh, I went to the south of France, went to a lovely place called Gatto.
Bakewell.
Yeah.
That is the name of a place.
It is.
In fact, a lot of cakes are named after places.
And what about Garibaldi? That's a biscuit.
And it's a bloke, isn't it?
Yeah, so you know what I mean? Names are names.
Just shut up.
You're the one talking shit.
I'm the one talking shit?
Yes, you're the one talking shit. I wouldn't do that, mate, in your condition. Fuck me, Jesus Christ.
Shut up. You don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, the face gives away many fucking clues when you fucking do your I'm a squirty Popeye face.
I'm a squirty Popeye and I live in the sea. I eat so much spinach and I pushed it out my wee-wee hole.
I've got
medical problems. I pissed the poo. The poo comes out my pee-pee hole and I've done it. No.
Do you want me to cut that out along with your weird racist origin story for a word?
That's really surprising about that word. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not though, is it? Because it wasn't true, so it doesn't matter.
But so weird that I read an article that said that.
Yeah,
I did. I'm not lying about that.
Was it the Times or something?
No, but it's...
Oh, anyway, shot glass, how much is it? 99 cents, I said.
It was $1.99.
Oh, that's expensive, I think, for that.
Mm.
No Petwang there.
But do you think the Frisbee game is bloody cheap, though? Don't you think?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wouldn't have said they were basically the same price.
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from the same store.
Weird.
So,
it's not good,
what have
it?
You got next on your list?
Barbie Minis.
The Barbie Minis.
I said $2.50.
They were $1.50.
Oh.
$1.50 reduced. I thought that was a good price.
It is for kid stuff, that, I think. Yeah. Nice.
It's mint on card. Or it's new.
Yeah, I mean, it's landfill shit, isn't it, really?
Well, it won't be landfill where I'm concerned, because it'll be on my little shelves of stuff.
Yeah.
Which will eventually be landfill long after I'm dead.
Hopefully. Right. Hat, I said, was the free item.
Petwang, petwang.
Hey! How many twigs do I get for that? Just the one?
Just the two.
Okay, two.
Unless you want to insist that zero isn't a number.
No.
Or is a negative number, in which case you'll get negative for twangs, okay? So can we just wheel that back,
please? Can't get negative for twangs if I got it right.
You can if it's a negative number.
Yeah, but the twangs aren't part of my complaint.
Zero is not a negative
number.
Because
you can't have a zero per twang, because the per twang has to exist to make the sound for it to be in existence. So there's no such thing as a zero per twang issue,
is
there?
Are you going to take your two per twangs like a good fucking boy?
I am.
Which will be the only per twangs you've ever fucking got.
Well, more per twangs than you've ever had. So there you go, that's
yes,
true.
I mean, I didn't have the option to score betwangs.
No, that's your fault.
Well, good. Are you happy you've scored at least two betwangs?
Yeah, how much?
Well done.
Clock.
Also, well done for being able to intuit that obviously was the free item.
Yeah, you know.
You knew.
Had me Columbo on there a little bit, I think.
You knew that was
that.
A gift.
Yeah.
Well done.
Clock, how much? I said $4, I should say, parlages.
That day in the Amazon return score... all items were $8.
I mean,
so I overpaid.
I would have said you overpaid.
But
for that.
I was just into the whole groove of it. Like, that was the only box. I bought like four boxes up.
Yeah.
All the other boxes were literally like, you know, cooker components or like some valve or like a
light,
you know,
switch thing. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But that was the only one that was an actual thing. And it said anal on the box.
Why? In what context would that word have popped up on the box?
I think it's an analog clock, isn't
it?
Oh,
and it was just like the
first
one. I
was like, hey, it says anal on the box. Got to buy it now.
Yeah, you do.
I was hoping it was some kind of butt plug.
I don't think you would have wanted that, though, frankly, mate.
I probably would have still brought it home.
You might have brought it home, but you wouldn't have tested it out first, would you? Not when you're banging on
it. I haven't tested this clock out.
Talk about grapes of wrath.
One other thing with the Amazon store, they had all like things like air fryers. And stuff like that very good prices.
I'm sure they are.
So it's good. If you're in the market for some kind of small electronic or a broiler oven, toaster, that kind of thing.
Are they safe?
Yeah, they've just been returned.
Yeah, but what return for what reason? That a fault or electrical or damage? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the price you pay for paying the lower price.
But isn't this weird, though? It's like, from a point of view of consumerism, we're now at a stage where like businesses are happy to say, here's some shit, but it's cheap, so you'll buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of the quality.
I think it's not... necessarily a bad thing. There was always like the rag and bone men in London. There's always sort of layers in which things get recycled, reused, resold.
True,
you know?
But then there is the issue of how many resources does it take to run those stores and hire those people and deal with all that. So
but isn't that better that these things have a second life rather than just being completely wasted?
Maybe.
Put into landfill, straight in the bin.
No, but this goes to my whole theory of
why... The returns go straight in the bin.
Yeah. But this goes along with my theory of like Temu and Wish, where it's like just generating shit out into the world.
Horrible.
And this is part of the ecosystem now, where all these items come in and out and they're all low quality, probably unsafe items that people buy because, it's cheap now and I don't have to pay £1,000 for it.
But also it's worse what Temu and Wish do. They gamify the whole thing. So it's like instead of buying something, you're winning.
Yeah.
The opportunity to buy it.
There's
a lot of
lottery spinning
to keep
wheels.
Keep you on the website. Yeah. Keep you buying. Fuck that.
Yeah,
man.
It's almost gambling.
Yeah.
And in some respects, it kind of is because you don't know the quality of the thing you're getting.
But I mean, Amazon are a fucking evil, huge monopoly as well. But not everything that you buy on Amazon is of terrible quality. You know what I mean? It's not a knockoff price.
No.
They do that.
But
as
Amazon
well,
now do their own Wish thing. Yeah. Have you seen this? Yeah. They have their own version of Wish.
Amazon Basics.
Yeah.
Where they undercut people who are trying to sell through their platform.
Yeah.
So they'll look at.
It's like dropshipping. They've gotten to dropshipping.
They're dropshipping on their own platform.
Yeah. Which is why. I mean, I know this is easier said than done because we live in a time of convenience. But if you have a local hardware store or a local shop like that you can buy from, do that, because even if you don't like it, because it's the high street version, the quality's not going to be too different than what you get on Amazon, and it might even be cheaper.
Yes.
So,
and you'll have some human contact.
Yeah, and you're supporting high street stores as well.
But I'm of an age now, Paul. I've never really got into buying stuff online.
No.
So I always prefer to visit a shop in reality. I just, something about it. It somehow still feels like a better way of doing it.
I mean, that's
and
just our
one
point
of the
view.
Reasons is you get to see the thing before you buy it.
Yeah.
Well done, you got two patwangs.
I'll take those two. It was a tough game, Mr. Silverman, but a fair one, and you've played by the rules well. I'm walking home with two patwangs, and you know what? Me and my chobber are going to be thankful for them, because my chobber needs a good patwanging.
It needs a good lopping off and throwing in the bin of ideas that don't work.
Don't
and
you lop off
be-
my chobber? Don't you dare chop my lobber. Chop off my chobber.
I will chop your chobber right off.
Oh, there will be
and
cake.
You know what?
What?
Just to get it nice and ready, I'll give it a flobber.
For some reason,
no bother. I flob and chop and lob the chobber off. Fucking shut up. You've got me at it.
You
Flop on that, chopped.
We're literally sound like Bill and Ben, the flower pot men now. But as if all they talked about was their dicks. Oh, flop a chop a lob. Oh, chop, chop, chop.
Come
chop
on, mate.
Oh, well. Eli Silverman, anecdote number one.
So, I don't know how much you remember, Paul, but there's a... Can you not do that whilst I'm doing this anecdote?
Oh, you don't need me for this bit, do you? Because it's all about satisfying your own...
Do not be doing that. No. I want you to listen to this.
You don't really, though, do you?
Can you please? Yes, I do.
No, you don't. This is all about you, this right now.
So no, it's not.
Let me get on with my stuff and you do yours.
I hate you for this. Don't do this.
Oh.
This is something that everyone wants to know about.
Anecdote one.
You know that I used to go to a record shop out in Florida?
Yeah.
Every year I'd go to the same place and they had a great selection of secondhand 7-inch singles. That was called Radioactive Records in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Gone
last year, shut for good.
Really sad.
It is so sad. It was so brilliant. I was spending hundreds of dollars there because there's stuff I couldn't find. Great for my DJ sets, everything. Yeah. I loved it. I loved visiting it. It changed location once whilst I'd been going to it. Yeah. And it was founded in 95, and I must have visited it first in about 2005.
Yeah, so good. What, yeah, 20 years, yeah, in business. Has it moved on to line?
It is online, yeah, okay, now. Yeah, but it was like a tradition when I'm out in Florida to drive down there, yeah, to do it, you know? And that's gone. And we tried to find another record shop for me to go, yeah, to. And we did find one in a sort of similar vicinity. I went in there and it was a terrible record shop. All it had was like new sealed LPs, all right, for $30.
Overpriced shit.
$30 or more. And just then utter crap.
Yeah.
Sort of bins of just utter crap, you know, unsorted 80s dance 12s, you, yeah, know, that kind of, yeah, and the 7s were terrible. But I was looking through some 7s and I picked some up. They're just cheap, you know, $1 7s. And one of them, I could recognise the handwriting and the pricing sticker that was from Radioactive Records. So,
oh, they bought their stock.
Like an echo of the, yeah, dead reminding me. Isn't that sad? Do you know what I mean?
It's the ecosystem. Yeah. The echoes of
so
those
sad
shops.
And that single happened to be MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This.
Classic. Nice.
Which I now have on 7, everyone.
Finally, right, you got it.
But yeah, just a sad thing. I guess these things happen.
For
it's
some
hard
reason,
to...
I got MC Hammer's I Pray as a single down there, yeah, as well. Don't know why I've got that.
You Can't Touch This, better song for the party.
Yeah. I wasn't saying it's a comparison. Yeah, no. I was just
let's
saying
have a fucking MC Hammer competition.
His best song was The Adams Groove.
Was it?
Yeah, say what they want to say, live how they want to live, play how they want to play, dance and they want
to
dance, kick
dance,
in, they slap
to
a
put on
ad
a dance.
Family.
Like a, yeah, wedding dance. Like, you've got to appeal to all the generations, Paul. Which MC Hammer
chicken
tune?
Chicken song.
No.
Wordy song.
That's not MC Hammer.
Stop. Can't touch this.
Can't touch my chicken. Paul,
stop touching my package.
Can you put it away, though?
Yeah,
I've got
I'll
one
put
more.
It away.
That's the end of that anecdote.
Yeah, part two.
And you,
I've still got admin to do. Come on.
Here's a Tales from the Shop floor.
3 minutes.
That happened,
done by now.
That happened to a listener of the show and my sister-in-law, Emma.
Anyway, she was doing what?
We all drove down as a family to the Florida Keys for, yeah, this sort of birthday holiday thing. Beautiful.
Nice.
But there's a town called Florida City,
right,
which is a big redneck town just before you get to the Keys, basically. It's a bit underprivileged. Anyway, they stopped there, sister-in-law, my brother, and their son, to go to the Walmart and get some stuff, right? So my sister Emma went into the toilet there, okay?
Oh, is this going to be a bangers and mash thing?
There was bangers and mash all over. She actually filmed it. It was just everywhere.
Oh, God.
Everywhere in all the cubicles, just like wet
shit and
toilet paper everywhere.
It's just not been touched.
And then she was at the sink, like trying to wash her hands. A woman comes out of one of the cubicles.
Yeah.
She has her leopard print knickers down by her knees.
Yeah.
Her vag is out.
Right.
And there's a piece of toilet paper.
Right, sticking
stuck
out.
In
the cuckoo.
And Emma's like, ah, literally like, ah, and she
legs it out.
She gets out and goes, starts screaming like, you know, like a nutter. What's wrong with you people? And everyone's looking at her in the Walmart. It's the toilet paper detail.
She should send that to Walmart, that video footage, and say, look at the fucking
state. She went back and took some footage of just the floor, but obviously didn't get the picture of the woman with her twanny out.
No.
And the toilet paper.
You can't send that to Walmart.
And it's just like, what is wrong with everyone?
I don't know, mate.
People are down
yeah,
out
man.
There, man.
It's,
you know? They're
anyway,
desperate.
On that fucking note, That was Cheap Show this week. Look, one-stop shop is thecheapshow.co.uk. We're on Instagram, we're on BSky, we're on Threads, we're on Facebook, all those places. You can go to thecheapshow.co.uk and that will get you started wherever else you want to follow us online. We have fortnightly videos on YouTube called Cheap Shots where we muck about in front of cameras. You can subscribe and watch us there.
Just to be clear, it's not about cameras.
It's not about cameras.
We muck it's about and it's cameras, filmed on a camera.
On a camera. And then, yes, this lovely podcast is sustained and adored by our Patreon supporters. So we thank them greatly for allowing us to do this week in, week out. If you'd like to join them and get access to behind the scenes videos, extra podcasts, night bussing, all these kind of things, top tier video episodes, you can. Patreon.com/cheapshow. Give what you can, but please only if you can. And if you can't, just help spread the word. Like, subscribe, review, and enjoy.
Night bussing. That's it. Night bussing is the spin-off podcast.
But don't go into that. We know. It's a night bus adventure. We've done it, talked about before. We're planning a new one.
Jesus Christ.
We've taken too much time with your anecdotes, and now I've got a woman's prat in my face with a little kind of... Just, you know, like those tissue boxes with a little bit of tissue still
exactly
at the top?
That's exactly what it was like. Yeah, I'm picturing it. But yeah, massive, so not boring.
But a massive pronounced clunge instead.
A clunge?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we're doing night bussing.
What if she'd pulled it out, and then there was another little tissue behind
then
it?
Then it'd be a clown fanny, yes.
And maybe her name was Mrs. Kleenex, and that was what she thought she was helping.
I don't think she had a job.
Right, see you next week then on the podcast. But now... That's it. We'll see you next week. Hopefully next week we'll be out and about if the weather keeps good. So you expect a walkabout episode. And then we have something to look forward to in a couple of weeks. We're doing a new TV board game game show special. Stay tuned for that. Other than that, say goodbye, Eli.
Goodbye, Eli.
Chopper.